We welcome Jay Moss. Welcome to the show, Jay.
What's going on, baby, baby?
How are you?
I'm so good. You know, I'm in the studio right now. You know, Walter and the label, they thought it was a great idea to just give me like 13 interviews today. So I just had to tell Karen Clark, who's sitting in the vocal booth right now, that she's just going to have to wait until I finish, you know?
Don't do Karen like that, man. Come on.
I know, but that's the luxury of family, man. You can get away with a few things.
Speaking about the family, how about that Christmas project?
We cut it already. It was really, really nice,
sweet,
man.
It was
a lot of touching moments in that show. And I hope they didn't get it because somebody be looking at it like, oh, no, that family has some issues. But no, man, it was really, really cool because, you know, we got a chance to talk about the late, great Dr. Mattie Moss Clark, talk about my dad, the late, great Bill Moss Sr.
Right.
And, you know, just all of us kind of came together. We hadn't been together, man, in years like that, to that capacity. So it was a really touching moment.
Is this the first project on Karen and Drew's new label?
I think the goal of it was to do a DVD,
okay.
You know, something to sell. And it's pretty much to kick off Karen and Drew's new label. It's called Karoo Records. So that's Karen Clark Shears' brand new label. So that's going to be like the first project on the label, and then we're going to go right after that into her record.
Think about touring with the Clark family, Kiki, and all you guys?
No, we hadn't talked about that. We didn't even look that far down the road,
okay,
man. We just
okay.
wanted to get it recorded. They wanted to get a notch up under their belt, you know, to officially kick off the label. But
okay.
I'm sure those kind of talks will be coming up soon.
The project, Jess James. Let's talk about it.
I'm so excited about this record, man. It drops 8/25. I call that my new birthday. My new birthday is August 25th, 2009, because God has just turned my life inside out, man, and put me back on a right foot. And now I can walk. I'm walking free, you know, free from a lot of bondage, free from a lot of stuff, man, that was holding me back and keeping me down, man. Just stuff that I allowed myself to get into, you know, nobody else's fault but mine, you know. But God, man, he allowed me to hit rock bottom. I'm gonna just be straight up with you, because you're a friend of mine, and you've known me down through the years.
Yeah.
I can be real with you, man. I just hit rock bottom, man. I made a bad call, bad decision, and man, almost lost it all. Lost family, lost wife, lost, you know, could have lost record deals, could have
yeah.
lost tour, could have lost yeah. TV shows. But God said, no, I didn't do it to kill you. I didn't do it to take you out. I did it to get your attention. And, man, when I tell you, I'm in such a great place, man, and the record just portrays this new place that I'm at.
So you mentioned going through. Has that made Jay Moss stronger?
Man, only made me stronger. Just kind of, you know, every now and then you go through one of them things, man, you look back and say, man, why didn't I just keep moving? You know, why
yeah.
didn't I just do what the little angel on the shoulder was telling me to do, you know? And but I'm glad I went there, because now, man, it just makes me value things so much more, man.
Amen.
Now when
Amen.
I look at my wife in her eyes, man, it just means so much more. When she walks through the door, you know, from work, and she opens her arms up and just reaches out to hug me because she misses me, it just means 10 times more than what it did when I was taking it for granted.
Yeah.
So, man, just everything now with my whole life, my ministry, my walk, my look, everything is just totally changed, man, and I'm just a freer person in Jesus now.
What's with the Nat King Cole?
Oh, yeah, it's a song called Anointing, man, and I've always, he's like at the top of my list as far as vocalists, being able to execute his tone, his articulation, his diction. I think that's the same thing, but, man, he's just great. I've always wanted to just kind of emulate him in tribute, if you will. And, of course, We Must Pray is a song I did a few years back. I had that same kind of flavor in the verses, man, but this whole song is just basically something that he would write, something that he would sing. And, of course, I got a little splash of Twinkies and Dial Me in there. And just it turned out to be a great song, man.
How about the Essence Music Festival? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, man.
You.
I hadn't been to one of those before. Oh, man. First of all, to sit there in the Superdome after Katrina was one thing for me. Okay, that was just crazy. And second, to hear all these years people talking about Frankie Beverly, you know, and da-da-da-da-da. We got some, you know, since we were there, part of the gospel segment, they gave us tickets to the big concert that night. So
yeah.
I don't want people to just think I just frequent R&B concerts. But
yeah.
this is one. It was old school, Lionel Richie, Frankie Beverly. And, man, when he came out to see everybody in that Superdome get in the aisles and start doing that hustle thing. It was amazing, dude. It was crazy. They always told me about it, but I never seen it, you know, in real life. And it was just really an amazing thing to see, man. It was awesome.
Man, you got your irons in all kinds of fires. You stay busy, James.
You my brother, so I can be real with you, man. Just to have my phone ringing when everybody could have just basically said, nah, man, we writing this brother off. I seen it happen to Kobe. I seen it happen to Chris Brown. I seen it happen to a lot of these brothers, man, who eventually come back. But just to be still in the pickings, man, I just feel great. And all my gratitude and thanks goes out to you guys who still love me and God who is still showing his favor on my life, man. It's awesome right now.
Our guest, Jay Moss, Jess James, thanks for your time.
Well, man, to you and to all your listeners, man, the staff there, everybody that's just continued to wrap your arms around me, man, and not only just, you know, to give me a green pass, but just basically to say, hey, man, we love you, brother. You know, we got you. You know, take however much time you need to get it back right, and you guys stuck in there and hung in there with me, man. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, not just to you, but let it spill all over into your listeners, everybody under the sound of my voice right now. You know, this is it's your man, Jay Moss. I'm doing it right this time. You know, I'm sorry if I let a lot of you down, but God has got me on the right track this time, and it's really going to be a great ride. I hope you can stay along on board with me, and I love you, man.